With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome to the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Wrap Up. Today, we're going to be covering episodes 5 and 6. So if you missed the last two episodes, what are you waiting for? Chappelle was on the last one and Bryce was on the premiere. So you know you need to check it all out, people. I am Sasha Joseph, your MC. And some of you, again, might have watched this on the rewind. Some of you might have fallen in love because of this podcast. However you heard about it, I'm grateful you're here and listening to my favorite reality show. The best thing about this show, you don't need any background. Just turn on VH1 or Paramount Plus for the older seasons and jump in. You can follow along all the gossip, all the mess at #LoveAndWrapUp. So before we start, I've said it once and I'm going to say it again. This is the space where we're going to have the most fire guests, where we're going to be talking about mess. We're going to be gossiping. We're going to be sharing tea. So today I'm going to be bringing to you the queen of RHAP wrestling, you know, a new homeowner, someone that's living her best life, the one, the only, Mari. How are you?
Hi, Sasha. Thank you for the intro. Like, thank you for bigging me up. You know, I appreciate the big ups because sometimes I don't big myself up.
Exactly.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here on your brand spanking new podcast. I'm glad to be here to help support and to talk about this ratchet ass shit, man.
100%. Like, I live for mess. I said this, I think, on with Puya on 90 Day, but I was like, mm-hmm. I feel like Marie Kondo because I love mess. And that's what I do because this is, yeah. So I have to know, what is your connection to the show? Have you watched it before? Like, tell me everything.
Yes, I actually, it's one of those things where I remember like where I was, what yes. I was doing when I first watched like the original Love and Hip Hop, like New York cast. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember being on, it was my senior year of college. We wow. were out in Vegas for spring break.
Oh.
And like in between the turn up, I just turned on VH1 and I was like, what is happening here? I was like, okay, Chrissy, where, Jim Jones? Oh, Olivia, I like her. And I just was like, what is Love and Hip Hop? Okay. And I just remember watching like one or two episodes and then like a few weeks later, watching a few more episodes. Like when Love and Hip Hop first started, nobody knew what it was going to be.
Nope. You know
what I'm saying? And that's what I really like. What really stands out to me is because it just seemed like something so new and so different and just like, okay, because I can't remember where Housewives was and like
yeah,
in
this point. I have no idea.
I have no idea, but it felt something like that, but something mm-hmm. a little bit hipper.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So I watched like I was like a OG. I watched like the first few seasons of the original. I definitely watched the first like three seasons of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But just somewhere down the line, I think life got a hold of me, you know, mm-hmm. and like once around the time they did introduce Hollywood, I was out.
Yeah,
I checked in with Miami a few times because I love Omara La Negra.
Oh, and it's coming back next week.
I know. Or I was going to ask you about that. I was like, are you covering that?
Oh my God. I know. I need to figure it out. Listeners, tell me if you want to like. Here, yes. Loving it about Miami too.
So I definitely remember that I was here for OG Scrappy Baby Mama Erica. Oh. I love Erica. But I do remember when Bucky came into the picture, I was like, ooh, now I'm kind of torn. I think just because I love the Flavor of Love franchise.
So exactly.
Like, I really like Bucky. Bucky was like one of my favorites from that franchise. Of course, yeah, Mama D and In That Order. Ooh. I love when you and Bryce play that the other week. Definitely Jocelyn, just girl, y'all yes. already said it. Y'all said everything really I could say, because I really felt like, just for me personally, and I know, I just think the show, it kind of, like I said, I kind of grew out of the show,
mm-hmm.
but it was something I really did enjoy. I feel like it was a guilty pleasure. I'm the type of person for shows like this, just like 90 Day Fiance, you know, we are like peak veteran 90 Day Fiance.
Yes.
we're in the trenches with 90 Day. Exactly. I love watching them in binges. Like this mm-hmm. is the stuff I love binging. I don't really like being week to week for this. So that's what I would do. And I'm trying to think of what else. Like I think I stopped watching New York, like the original Love and Hip Hop New York.
Yes.
Right around the time when, like, right after they introduced Yandy. Like I remember when they first introduced her, it was supposed to be kind of like a side character, should Chrissy be worried about her type of like,
yes, because she was Rich Dollaz, like a manager assistant person. Okay.
I thought and then she was Jim.
Yeah, and then Jim Jones as well. So it was like this like they were all friends and they all knew each other. Sorry, not Rich Dollaz's manager, his like friend, but that they did stuff together. And then Olivia was a part of it. For people that are wondering who Olivia is, if you've heard the song Candy Shop, she's the female vocalist on that.
G-Unit.
Yes.
Speaking of which, wasn't Chappelle, but y'all are talking about you. I was like, why is this my life? Why is Sasha, why are we so like together, saying you were rocking baby fat? Girl, if I went to my Facebook right now, do you know how many pictures it is of me and baby fat? Like,
no, that's all. I even had the earrings,
everything. Girl,
I had the earrings,
the belt. I had the belt.
Oh my God, yes, with the cat, because you're like, I'm so cool. Look at me with the baby fat cat. Oh my God,
I might have to send you the pictures after. Yes, this. It's just like please. So embarrassing.
No, for the listeners, I'll post our pictures, Mari, because I have lot of them. I had this white, I want to say, like, because when I came to this country, all my friends were black. So I literally dressed up as like a wannabe gangster for Halloween. So I had a white baby fat jacket. I still remember with purple cat on it, all over. And I have all these cringe like pictures in it. So I will post them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll send them to you. It was, I had the S dots. I think somebody, I think even just this week, did you see on Twitter, people were talking about how do you pronounce, like Aniche or whatever?
Yeah.
Somebody was like, it's supposed to be pronounced NYC. And I'm like,
do you remember DKNY when that was the thing? Oh God.
Mark Echo. So
yeah. You know, I had Echo also.
You hung around with black people. I lived in Hawaii. So I lived in Hawaii for most of like from 10 to 16, right?
Got it.
Years, like until I moved after sophomore year.
Yes.
So in Hawaii, Our Black culture came from BET, girl. So
I feel you. 106 in Park, right after track practice.
Oh my God. Why are we the same person? Like, why are we the same person? I hate it.
I love it.
Exactly. So that's what I got. That's where I got my my baby fat. I was rocking Puffy and stuff like that. And then when I came here, when I moved to Maryland in the DMV area, DC, Maryland, Virginia area, the style is the complete opposite. The high school I went to was like 50% white, 50% Black. And all of the Black kids were skater kids. Like Vans and New Balances are like Southern Maryland, like shout out to Waldorf. Like that is what they wore when I went to. It was all like very Vans.
Wow.
Totally different than I never understood it. So.
Oh my God.
I love that Love and Hip Hop because this kind of takes us back to that because we see people like Bow Wow and Lil Fizz. Mm-hmm. And y'all were talking about a Pretty Ricky, girl. Oh,
please. First of all, can we talk about the like weird obsession with Pretty Ricky? None of us should have been singing those songs.
I'm telling you, we should have never. I might have to tell you a story offline about me and my best friend. Shout out to my best friend, Patty. We were obsessed with Pretty Ricky. And we both, once I moved from Hawaii, we've been friends since we were 12 in Hawaii. And we both just happened to move here to the DC area. Ooh. And we stayed friends. We're still close together, all of that. And we were obsessed with Pretty Ricky. As soon as we touched down on the mainland, that's what it's called. We went to all of the Scream tours. We went we went to all of the Pretty Ricky concerts.
Oh my God.
All of that. And I have a story. I'll tell you.
Oh my God. I remember going to RIP, but Chris Brown concert. And I'm so mad because he sucks. Okay. I want to make that clear. He is canceled now. But I had an unhealthy obsession with this man. So I went to the concert and his sweat fell on me. And it was the best day of my life. Like, I'm not even.
Okay. So
oh my God.
Me and Patty went to a Scream tour. We got matching airbrush shirts.
Yes. Yes. I have one that said my name. Yes.
Patty said, "You ain't fresh as I'm is."
Oh,
mine said, "Boy, indeed, you can run it." Like,
wait, Mari, did you also change the lyrics of the song? Oh my God, like to change the gender?
Oh my
God, me too. I can do run it from like a female gender perspective.
And we are digressing, but this is what Love and Hip Hop really does invoke. Like for me, and I'm pretty sure for you. So that's all the feelings that I have for like the original series. Mm-hmm. And now getting back into this season of Atlanta, I'm really watching it. Like, first of all, I'm old. I don't know any of these people.
Very much the same. You and I know talked about this before, but Mari and I like have aged out. Okay. Of being like of new music. Like there's only certain artists that I know I follow, like a Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion or Drake, you know, like Nikki. I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And Nikki, of course, Nikki, you know, I was like, oh, there are like a few artists that I'll follow, but there is absolutely no way you're telling me that there's 7 iterations of someone with the name Baby and that I have to follow them. And then
and I have to know the differences.
Thank you. And I have to know their style. Shut up. They all mumble rap. There is no style. I'm sorry. I'm going to probably get canceled and I don't care because this is true. And I refuse.
I don't understand it. I literally don't understand it. So, but I've already come to grips with that. I've put that to bed. I'm like, this music is not for me. And if it's not for me, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate it. It's cool. Y'all have whatever it is, but it's not for me. And so watching this season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I'm just kind of like, I'm liking the new girls. I'm liking, you know, they're playing the music in the background and stuff like that. It's making me research. It's making me listen like more. Mm-hmm. And this is what the, you know, what it was intended to do.
Yes.
You know, when they first started it.
Yeah. And this season, they're actually wanting to, like, that is what they said, that they would like to almost come back to the roots of it, where they want to come back to a space where they're able to create, where they're able to, like, highlight female artists.
Yeah.
So they that's what. Yes, with Amaretta, Young Baby Tate, who we didn't see these two episodes, but still, yeah. We saw Reni Ricci. So it's been really interesting because I don't necessarily, again, not my flow. I've aged out of it, but I still like it and I still want to support them because I was like, you're really putting your life out here for us to entertain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm so glad I can come on. I'm glad you've talked me into sticking a toe back in.
And it's what I do.
I'm excited to talk about these episodes.
Yes. Call me your enabler, everyone. But I'd love to know, right before we start, do you have any favorite castmates on this show?
Okay. So, like you, I was a fan. I am a fan of Scappy. Not a big fan. I mean, not a big fan. Like, to be quite honest, you know, so I like Chappelle. I like Rashida, but I hate her. Like, I mean, my God, I really do not like that man.
Yes.
So from this season, I would say Yandy has so far been my favorite.
Interesting.
From this season.
Yeah.
In general, I was a fan of Mimi back in the day.
Ooh,
I
love when you
guys talked about the shower scene. I was like, because that's automatically where my mind goes to. And I was like, not Mimi on the shower rod.
No. Oh my God. Again, everyone, just make sure you watch last week's episode to learn more about this story. But yes. Oh, it's wild. Like I said, these people are unlike any other, where usually they're in most reality shows or these kinds of, you know, documentary reality shows.
Yeah,
they're really like trying to curate and like a brand, an existence, versus these people maybe are trying to do that, but they can't help but be a hot mess, ratchet. You know, people. And that is why I love this show so much, because it's like they can try to be like, you know, a certain way, but like it's going to come out. And that's why these producers are so good at it.
Exactly.
Yes. And with that, you know, let's get into it. I'm excited. So I think, you know, because we talked about Kirk and Rashida, I think let's talk about them from the start, because we didn't get too much out of them anyway. So let's get like an easy people, you know, together. So the show, episode 5, actually starts with a DMX tribute.
Yes.
And Mari, were you starting to twerk when the "we don't give a what" like started?
It was like, so, because at first when I first started, I was like, what is happening? And then they were going into DMX stuff, and I was like, oh man, like it just takes you like kind of back to that moment. But honestly, you know, I'm a 6, so I was like, wait, DMX died on April 9th. We saw the Breonna Taylor. I started calculating the timeline, girl. That's what I did with that information.
100%. You know, I did too, because I have been trying to figure out when they started filming to when they ended, especially because of this Erica and Safari drama. So I was like, wait, DMX just died. So what is going on? Are they still filming? Like, I don't understand.
Yes, exactly. So like, so DMX passed away on April 9th, right?
Yes.
In the previous seasons, we got the 1 year anniversary of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
And that was in March, if I remember correctly.
It was.
But then I am not trying to fast forward, but in episode 6, we got the Chauvin trial.
And yeah, which is much older. No, much newer, sorry, than...
See, and
then Breonna Taylor. Sorry. Yeah, those two.
Right. So this is why I was like in Snoop mode, because like the verdict for Chauvin was on the 20th of April. So that's
So that tracks. Yeah.
Tracks. But the fact that they were all on their camera phones, like recording themselves, was really like, wait, this don't make no sense to me personally.
Yeah.
If it was
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I think happened. I feel like they might have wrapped up filming or something.
I think so too.
And then, but they were like, this is huge because we did a whole freaking episode on Breonna Taylor that I think we need to add that in. So I wonder if they actually stopped filming around this time. And, you know, but obviously we're going to see stuff not in the order. But I think that they stopped filming around mid-April, but then decided, no, this is too important. We need to still keep it in.
Well, how many episodes is normally a
I mean, season? 20. So that's
right. And we're already on six.
Yeah.
So my only thought process was, this is where the conspiracy theorists and me came out. The reactions that they got, I think that it was a reaction to the sentencing and not the verdict. But they made it seem like it was the verdict and not the sentencing.
Oh, 100%. It was.
Sentencing wasn't until late June. It was on like June 20th or something.
Oh, no, no. There's no way. Sorry. Yeah. I wasn't even counting the sentencing in my head. No, no, no. There's no way it was until June. So that's why I think that it's either that they might have already shot the verdict and then they got a sentencing and they said, oh, wait, our show isn't out. Let's just put it in there. That's what I think. It's like an editing moment. Okay. That's what I think happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why this derailed us, but I was I was really trying to figure it out because you guys were saying like Erica is clearly pregnant. One of the funniest things about this experience, like catching up, was my husband walking in like every few often, like, and he would stay there. He's like, wait, she's clearly pregnant. I'm like, babe, yeah, she's clearly pregnant. But if you go back and look at the party where she's telling Safari at the party, it's not that noticeable.
No, it's really not. That's why I think that things are shot not in a kosher timeline. I there's no way, because if you look back at when they were fighting, right, in episode 1 and 2, Bryce and I kept going back and forth. We were like, there's no way that he doesn't know, because this is weird. But then if you look at her body, it doesn't necessarily look pregnant, if that makes sense. Not that, listen, women have different bodies, I know, but I'm saying compared to how she looks now versus
and she was kind of wearing more kind of like baggier
clothes.
And then as soon as she did the announcement, it was like all tight bodycon dresses. You know what I'm saying?
Which is like, who are you trying to play? Like, we know, like I said, they start drama all the time. Like right before Monday night. So, because Safari was tweeting, actually, we could just go into Erica and Safari actually.
I mean, that's what we're doing.
Rashida. Yeah. No. Oh my God. Does not matter. Because they're also very small. I love it. Please. Because Safari is stressed about like, right, I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't want another kid. How dare you say that on national TV where people can hear him?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh, so that's already hurtful. And then on top of that, I agree with you, Mari, that they are starting drama online on Mondays. Right before the episode edits. Yeah. Because so Bryce brought it up and then I was like, oh, let me be a better host and actually follow along. So I was, and right before last week's episode, Safari actually started talking about how editors suck, how they don't listen to him. The conversation about like his gender reveal was actually about an hour long and they cut it down to make him look crazy. And I was like, I think this is you. I don't think it's the producers, because you're literally out here on these streets telling Kirk, oh, we've already had one, that there's so much stress. We don't have help.
Yeah.
Like, Mari, like, it doesn't make sense to me, because that is life. There's so many couples without help with their children.
Exactly. Yeah. So for DMX's funeral, Kirk and Safari go to New York because anytime that Safari can jump on a four-wheeler.
Oh my God.
Literally, again, my husband James, he came in and he was like, I think he hops on a four-wheeler. He said, call me back when that happens. And I was like, here. And he sat there and watched the reveal and he cracked up when Safari jumped on a four-wheeler and left. But yeah, and so Safari was just saying, like, this is not a flavor of love. Safari was saying how he's not ready, but it's like, he was also kind of poking fun at Kirk, like, Kirk, you know, Kirk hasn't seen some of his kids for a long time.
Oh, don't even get me.
I just don't.
Yes. I can't wait to go in on that man. Just
exactly. I'm sorry, I derailed that.
No. You're fine. Oh my God, please. So but after the DMX, like, is it like a funeral? Or I think it's just like they're riding together in DMX's tribute.
I think it was at his funeral. Because did you see?
Right.
I don't know if you kept up with DMX's funeral. Like, they literally shut down, like, basically all
Harlem,
of
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were his casket was like in a monster truck.
Got it.
Escorted by all of these bikes. So I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't actually, like, literally actually for his funeral, because they said there were
so many
riders came out from all over the country.
Yes. Which, again, it's so beautiful because Kirk actually mm-hmm. does tell us about, you know, hey, like, bike culture started here, like, in Harlem. Yeah. And then, you know, and then DMX almost came out of that and then showed it to the people and really, like, put it on the map. And Rough Riders, which was, you know, DMX's, like, managers, I guess, at the time, like, because of how big DMX became, they became their own record label. So, you know, it's really important to understand how this culture, this movement, like, resonated with people. And it isn't just like something that happened now on the side. It really is America and this like American culture. So my husband also rides motorcycles. So he is also like, weirdly, he's like, yeah, I know about DMX's bike culture. It's like really part of, he again grew up in the Bay, so he knows about it, and through E40 and Too Short. So he also watches Love and Hip Hop. It's weirdos here, but it's really exciting. And then, and that's what, you know, Kirk talked a little about, where he's kind of realizing DMX died, and it was, you know, I believe drug related.
I think it was
I think it was a heart attack. Wasn't. Yes, it was a heart attack. I apologize. So DMX died because of a heart attack, very young. And it was sudden. It was very sudden. So Kirk remembers, like, hey, things can happen suddenly and people can be taken away. And Mari, one thing about Kirk and Love and Hip Hop is that every time this man is on a new season, there will be a new child for us to meet.
Oh my God. I talk about, again, trying to figure out a timeline.
Oh my God.
He, all of a sudden, he has a son named Christopher, who he don't even realize his age.
Yes.
30. And at least the good thing for Christopher is he escaped the dreaded canings.
Yes. So. Agreed. And I'd love to hear, you know, like, so we, you know, we hear about Christopher's addiction issues, and, you know, Kirk is talking about how he would say he wants to come see you. And then, you know, unfortunately, because it's a disease, addiction is a disease. So
it is,
you know, was really like the disease wouldn't let him, you know, like, function well. So, but it seems like that they've always been close, maybe via calls and messages and not necessarily via in person. So, and then the freaking producer goes, can you, like, what's the tea on Christopher?
Yeah. Weird.
My God. Well, yes.
He had a breakdown. It was breakdown was stupid. Like, oh, I was chilling with his mama. I really liked his mama. It was way before Rashida. And, like, yeah, we kicked it. And then we had a child. And, like, what?
Didn't you find that sus that he, said he had to? Yeah. And that he had to say, before Rashida.
How long have Kirk and Rashida been together?
That's what they've been together a long time. Because they, I mean, Kai is pretty old, right? And so I think they've been together like double digit years.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up right now. But anyway, things I feel like know about already. Well, but
I don't even know. It doesn't really matter if this kid was born out of wedlock of Rashida, because there's been a few. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they got married in 1999. So it actually does track, because I'm 30 and it looks like Kirk had the baby in 91.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, this time we'll let you live.
This time Kirk. we'll let you live.
You do not, like, drag Rashida again.
We'll come up off your neck.
Mm. a little, only a little.
Slightly, just slightly.
Yes. And then, but anyway, so, you know, that's kind of, yes, like you said, Mari, Kirk's a deadbeat. So then we get to a park and all of a sudden we're anticipating that we're going to meet Christopher. Is he going to be there? Will he not be there? And there he is. Right. What are your thoughts on Christopher? That was so weird.
My thoughts on Christopher was like, why are they trying to, like, that was kind of weird. Like,
yes.
If he said he's going to be there, just he's going to be there.
But and why are you putting his business out like that?
I know. Christopher seemed really chill. He was just talking about his demons. He seems like somebody who is literally in the, like, got help and is on the other side of it. So I really appreciated that. And he was just talking about how, you know, the addiction, like you said, the addiction kept him from reaching out to his family. But then we also kind of found out, like, the last time Kirk had seen him, he was like 12. And I'm like,
yes.
So basically, like, if that's the case, then literally once he got married to Rashida, basically he stopped seeing that son.
Oh, 100%. Because when in 1999, he would have been 9 years old or eight or 9 years old. And then it seems like so a few years after that, he stopped seeing him. So
because Kai said he was six. And I think they even showed a picture of them.
Yep.
So Kai was six in 2006, because I just looked that up as well. So maybe the last time he saw him was when he was 15.
Yeah, which is really sad. And that's 15 years ago. And I just want Kirk to have like a coming to, you know, Moses moment. Because my God, guy, like, why is he like this?
He need to come to somebody, because this don't make no sense.
God, and why do these people keep putting up with it? That's what I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, somehow Christopher got through it without Kirk, so that's good at least. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. He made it despite Kirk. and then I will say Christopher looks very good.
Yeah, he
I was like, you're a good looking man.
Right. Better than
better than
the gaggle. Yep.
Thank you, Mari. I'm glad we can both agree on that. And you know, so anyway, and then we see that Kirk, of course, has more grandchildren. He has two daughters.
Little girls.
Yeah. Oh, they're so beautiful.
They're very cute. And he credits, Christopher credits his daughters for being the ones that helped him get through his, being there for his daughters. And I'm assuming, did he say that was his wife?
I don't think we like heard, but I'm assuming that was his partner. But, you know, be modern American family. We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. It felt good. It felt like,
exactly,
you know, we got this closure that we didn't know we needed until 20 minutes before, because we'd never heard of this child before.
Like I said, one thing about Kirk, he's gonna have new kids. And then I just also, I will say, I want to, you know, not dog on Kirk too much, because he did have a really nice moment of him taking pictures like a damn dad.
Yeah, that was cute.
Oh my God, I was like, the pictures don't even look so good, which is exactly dad pictures, you know, where everyone's looking their worst. And then, you know, Kirk is home. Rashida says, I have a surprise.
Girl.
Why? Okay. You know, you're married. I'm married. So if you know, your husband said, I think it might be strippers coming home to us.
I literally wrote in my notes, why would it be strippers? Why would it be strippers? Why do you think Rashida was surprised you with strippers?
Strippers, like, this man really thinks that his wife is after, he's a cheating, philandering loser, is gonna bring strippers for him.
Yeah, that I don't understand at all.
Yes, but anyway, it turns out she ended up setting up a whole store. He is not impressed, because the bar is low for Kirk and high for Rashida, because it's, he so said, annoying. You are Rashida, of course. Which I feel like happens to me sometimes, you know, in some jobs that I've held, where they're like, well, we expect you to do a good job. So this just meets expectations. And you're like, are you joking?
So annoying. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. the life of black and brown women in the world.
Right. Oh my God. Black women specifically, man, are expected to be either the savior or, you know, the caregiver. And that's it. But apparently they can't get lauded for their amazing work. Here we are.
Was this pressed too?
Yes, this is going to be pressed too. Yes.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And then, you know, Rashida also talks about, hey, I've set up the whole store. Frost Bistro is now doing well. Apparently, all the drama that we saw in episode 1 and 2, can't remember which one of those two, you know, were it's a mess. But now apparently all the family is back and, you know, they're going to have a small piece of like moment and, you know, a small piece of like coming together. Then she's going to invite her whole family over.
Yeah.
Where Booby is back, baby. Where Booby and Rashida are now going to be spending time together. They're trying to have a better relationship. I feel like we're Kirk, where we're a little bit skeptical.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay.
Just a little bit.
And then we get this line, Mari, because, you know, they're kind of done wrapping up their little shooting at the store to promote it, obviously. And then she says, I want some Hungry Crunchy Hoochie Coochie.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I didn't need to hear any of this.
Ew. Like, it's like their parents, and not the parents shouldn't have, you know, like, like sex positive. It's good.
Yes.
But
yes.
Like, oh my God, do not say this, Rashida. You sound weird.
On national television. I think that's the problem. I think this is the problem. As a parent who understands the like trying to make time, that shit is few and far between. But Rashida Kirk, we don't need to hear that on national television.
Exactly.
It's like you gotta pick your moments. But where are they going? Like she's like, oh, I'm taking you to a motel. What's happening?
Motel, not a motel.
In the back of press.
Oh my God,
where were they going? Because it made it. Rashida made it sound like they were about to go somewhere to get it.
I mean, I hope that she got a, you know, really nice like hotel maybe, but I don't know that this man deserves it. Okay, I'm still stressed,
girl,
from how he did her. Okay. So that's where I am. And then, you know, then we go to their little family gathering where I feel like it's pretty good, where Booby is saying, you know, this is so nice. Can we do Thanksgiving together? And that's when I feel like you can hear the breaks.
Yeah. Going. All hell breaks loose.
Oh, God. Where Rashida said, you were all invited. You just didn't come. Yeah. And then I feel like this is family drama 101, where the nieces were like, well, I was mad at you. That's why I didn't come.
But even before that, didn't one of them say like, oh, I didn't know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's like,
did she not pass the invite on?
She said, I called you. Oh my God.
These are families. This is such families.
Right. To me, I was like, how dare you know my own family? I don't like that. And then, and then, you know, it starts to get weird where, Rashida says, yep, I probably did go off on you because you called me for money.
That was funny. Where she was like, maybe I did. I don't know. If I did it.
If I did it, right? Very OJ Simpson. Yeah. Over here. And then, you know, it was like, this is where I need to know your reactions. So they called her and said, we lost the money at Quick Trip.
Okay, girl, I had to rewind this because I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
Lay it out for me.
Yes. So they lost the money at Quick Trip, allegedly.
Which is a gas station.
Which is a gas station everywhere. Yeah. Yes. It has really good coffee. My mom's favorite coffee place for some reason.
Okay.
And then, you know, somehow they found it again. And then they were on the Instagrams lives, just apparently throwing racks and throwing bags. Was it at the club? What are they doing, bro? What are they doing?
What is happening? Like, people keep telling on themselves on Instagram.
Yes.
If y'all go on my Instagram right now, my last post was probably 2 months ago because y'all don't hear nothing from me because mostly because when you post stuff, you open yourself up to all of that feedback. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, there's so much stuff. I'm like, oh, I should post this. But I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm just like, I just don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. So why would you, if you have a rich auntie that you basically finesse this money out of, would you go on Instagram and flex it, throw it around like it won't go get back to her? Like you're not on a national television show. Like, Rashida won't go find out.
Listen, Rashida's the boss, babe. Do not play with her. Stupid idiot. So then she got called out. And then the niece, one of the nieces, I will say, is pretty kind and says, you know, you're right. I do owe you. And every time I do try to give the money to you, something else comes up, which I want to know, like, what sometimes if you're stuck in a cycle of, you know, maybe not poverty, but like, you know, money coming in, the same money going out. Like, it's very hard to break out of it. And then you add like being a person of color, a woman of color into it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I do want to give her the like moments, but like, don't go to the club and throw and flex the money, idiots.
Exactly. Exactly. Because like, if I'm giving you the money, you're telling me it's going to be for something important. So flexing on Instagram is not important. So
clout is important, apparently.
Yeah, apparently people need it to live. Like,
God.
I just and that's just the thing. It's just like, you know, my mom has a huge family. Like her family, what, like my grandma had like 9 kids, you know? And my mom out of the siblings is like the one who's in the position who has enough money that
my mom too. Yep.
Yeah, that they like the siblings hit up. And you know, you could just see the progression of it.
Yes.
You know, just from like her helping, and then like just not helping and then falling out with people who she has helped that were, you know what I'm saying? So this is like legit family stuff. But I, you know, Rashida, every time something like this happens, Rashida says we need to talk it out. So that's what I do appreciate, because we're going to talk about it. Sometimes talking it out is what you really need to do. You know, that's at least step one. So I feel like Rashida and the nieces, you know, kind of left on a pretty good page. Now, how did you feel about Booby? Was it Miss Cheryl?
Charlene.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So Miss Charlene's a G, right? Like you.
Yeah.
Like that is not, again, like just so if everyone remembers, Miss Charlene is so crazy. I think we talked about this last time and the time before, but it's so iconic. She ran over Kirk's bike with her minivan. Okay. Right. So you do not play with Miss Charlene is the point.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh. But anyway, so yes. Yeah, so, you know, that's like, it kind of gets wrapped up and then Miss Booby jumps in and she's like, you know, I'm not going to take accountability because I call you when I'm in my feelings, when I'm mad at my when our mom, aka Miss Shirley.
Yeah.
Again, we know, do not mess with this lady, but you decided to. Mm-hmm. So then Miss Shirley says, oh, so now you're getting to know me. Now you're saying that, oh, that's just how mom is. Got it. Because guess what? I've known you for 18 years when mm-hmm. you freaking lived with me. And I still know you all the time because guess what? I'm still helping you.
Wow. Yeah, this just, it went left.
Yes.
It went real left real quick. To say
oh
the least.
My God. And the drag. Absolutely. Good yes. Lord. One thing about Miss Shirley is she going to drag. She don't care who you are. Her own child that she birthed does not matter.
So true.
And so then, true. You know, again, I feel like we're in the Twilight Zone, Mari, because Kirk ends this segment with, stop it. I don't even have a mom to argue with.
Yeah, yeah. Kirk was like, you know, I guess the DMX thing really changed him because he was yes. like, you know, anybody can be gone in a minute. Y'all have each other, you know. I was like, do I agree with Kirk right now?
No. Ooh, right. Let's go get staged because no, please. Right. And then so that kind of wraps this up where Rashida's saying, I want to get on some family shit. Whatever that means. I hope nothing but the best for them. But in the previews, it doesn't look like it's gonna be so kumbaya. All the time. And then let's like quickly also wrap up Safari, because I know we talked a little bit about Erica and Safari. So first of all, how do you feel about them? Because do you believe this? Because.
Okay. So like I said, I fell off of Love and Hip Hop, mm-hmm. but I listen to, of course, one of my favorite podcasts, The Read, and they kind of do like check-ins in and out of like mm-hmm. what's going on in Love and Hip Hop. So I had already heard about, like, I don't know if we want to spoil the listeners or anything about, but I had already heard. Are we spoiling the listeners? Should I keep going?
Oh, no. Please go ahead.
Please spoil. Okay. Yes. So I had already heard when Erica had filed for a divorce.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So again, this is why I was looking at that timeline, because you know, they announced that they were having the baby like early May, and then she filed for a divorce near the mm-hmm. end of May, and then they had their baby in like the beginning of June or around June. So again, another reason why I think that Chauvin trial stuff was the sentencing, because they were shown separately. They were shown.
Hey, that's what
separately.
I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They were shown separately. Like even her and her daughter were from
together.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I say all that to say that like I knew they weren't gonna work out, and just him, like, so he goes, when he's in New York, he's getting like the advice from his mom, like his mm-hmm. mom, I love his mom. His mom was kind of calling him, she was calling him on his, you know, on his shit, but also like being supportive of him. And so and he you know, he talked a big game, saying like, okay, my mom is right. I'm going to start treating Erica better, Empress Erica. And when they get back, we get the scene of Safari and Erica at the park with Maggie.
Yes.
And he's trying to explain to her like, oh, I'm going to try and do better. I was talking to my mom. My mom wants to come and see the kids now that, you know, she can. And Erica was like, oh, that's good. And then it kind of felt like a montage of, it wasn't a montage, but like just a long extended scene of Erica being like, well, you know, you got to do this, you know, you got to do this, you know, and like on camera, you could just see him shutting down, like on the camera, like Erica was like, oh, that's so great. I'm so glad your mom talked some sense into you. Are you going to do this? Are you going to support me now? Are you going to, it hammered home that whole nagging wife trope. Well, you can see him shut down. What did you think, Sasha?
No, I literally, like, you know what they should have played in the background? We don't give a what, like, that is because he does not give an F. Like, he's so over it. He, first of all, I really feel bad for the children because one, this man did not want them, and it's all over social media and, you know, now on national TV that he, you know, is doing like doing their mom so dirty. And she specifically says, I want a husband, not a baby daddy. So yeah, get it together. And, you know, because she is about to have two kids by him. And yeah, he, no, like zero F's given, where he's like, oh, I'm going to try to impress her. But like Mari said, don't, you know, don't get too wrapped up in these two, because they, Erica has filed for divorce. And again, this Monday, so this week, Erica was tweeting, I'm about to get my life back. But why are you doing it on a Monday, Erica? And, you know, all this stuff. So to me, this is a very clout relationship. And I'm just glad it like came out finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I wasn't watching when people were I'm getting back to your question.
No, you're but fine.
I when people were saying like they didn't believe that this was a relationship that like yeah, was ever real when they first got together, they thought it was like a Mona Scott storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you had two kids. Like that's not, I would
exactly,
that was something I thought about too, but it's like you, they had two kids. That can't be a storyline. Like, you know, Mona Scott can say y'all need to pretend to be together all you want to, but of Mona's course, not in that bedroom, you know.
You listen, the power of Mona Scott. Why are you underestimating?
Oh, dang, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, like even if it started as a storyline, I just feel bad. I feel yeah, bad, like you said, for those kids. But I could have sworn, I'm not trying to like have anybody come for me, but I thought one of the reasons why him and, you know, the main lady, the real, mm-hmm, you know, why they broke up was because they didn't have kids or something.
Yeah. Like it's a mess. Let's just, okay, it's yeah, so yeah, bad. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that's kind of the same thing. And then Big Shirley, which is Safari's mom, does end up coming to ATL. And, you know, she's like, they're all like, again, playing house, where it's like, welcome to the White House. It's yeah, so beautiful. You know, and I love the moment of Erica and Safari's mom, where, you know, she's like, Big Shirley is Safari's voice of reason, which yeah, do you is, really want to be married to someone, Mari, where their mom is their voice of reason?
Nope. I think my husband has a great relationship with his mom, but I mean, there's always a boundary, and Safari and his mom, like his mom doesn't cross that boundary. It's not like a weird boundary, kind of like how you could probably say Mama D does,
yep, but
it's just like, why do you need her to tell you what to do? Like, are you not grown? You can't, like, especially when she's just telling you common sense stuff. Like,
yep.
What? You know?
Oh my God. That's exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. So basically that's kind of the end of it, where, you know, Erica says like, thank you so much. They like reveal to mom that they're having a baby boy. Apparently that's why Safari's wearing blue. Like mom is just supposed to read his mind. they wanted to name him Straight Samuels. Mari, are you naming your child Straight?
I'm so confused. Then I saw his Instagram post. When
yeah, it's Brian.
Announced it. Okay, it is. All right.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out. So Safari, that's his real name. Safari Samuels, yes, right? But is it Safari Straight Samuels? It sounded like he was going to a junior. Like, I thought it was going to be a junior. I don't know. It
yeah,
was, that was weird.
It was a bizarre like behavior. Like I said, he's just so self-absorbed. He's like a
he
meme.
Is, thank you.
And he should yes, not be a dad because he's a meme.
Exactly. Ugh. And so you said they really named the kid Brian?
Yeah, I think it's Brian. I looked up on Wikipedia to be like Safari Samuel's son because I didn't trust their Instagram.
That if it is, I've been, but I love Erica's level of petty, because that's yes, probably all he looked forward to, was because the one thing that I saw, the caption I saw, it was like Straight Junior was what he was.
Well,
he
that's what he wants to call him, but you know, there's yeah, no way that he allowed that. But yeah, so that's kind of the end of this. I do want to have some tea that I want to share with you all, that not only did our friend Erica filed for divorce, she actually apparently ended up damaging like his things. Like she poured bleach on nope, his stuff because of numerous acts of infidelity based on Safari's part. And then it turns out, allegedly, according to Safari, so, you know, I would divide that at least by three, that she destroyed 30,000 worth of his belongings because they were sneakers, laces. She poured bleach on them and then poured paint on the exhaust of two of his motorcycles.
Jeez. You know, you did something when I don't condone destroying property, blah, blah, yes. blah. But it always, if a woman is destroying property, you did something. You deserve that.
Yep. Yeah. What is that? There's a song, right, about that. Cut his tires. Oh my God.
Bust the windows
out. Bust the window.
Exactly. Shout out to Jasmine Sullivan.
Yep.
Oh my God. I almost wish Chappelle was here just so he could give the defense of Safari.
Oh, hell no. I would remove him from this podcast if he did.
Kick him off the Zoom.
So that's the little tea on them because, and then this all happened 2 days after she filed for divorce. So that's the level of petty we all should be. Ladies.
And also, so if that was after she filed for divorce, she was still pregnant. So she was one, she was at her largest. Yes. So also, as somebody who was pregnant, you are not, you should not be held accountable for what your hormones do to you mm-hmm. during that time period when you just found out that your husband's been cheating on you.
Listen, at least, cuff, cuff, she didn't run over anyone with an expensive car.
There you go. That's all you ask for at this point.
All you Big Brother fans know who I'm talking about. And then, and I also want to say she did apparently Venmo him or something. She paid him $4,000, for the damages.
Yeah. Again, we do not condone damaging property. Sasha just got this shiny new podcast. We don't want to
patch. No. But the point is, if you're going to do it, let's record it. So we can go on Love and Hip Hop about it. And right. Okay. The son's name is Legend Brian. So they had to have some safariness in there, which is fine. I think it's possible. It's not so bad. And that kind of, wraps up Safari and Erica, Godspeed to them.
Before I do want to just say his mom, the fact that his mom told Erica the minute you talk about something serious, he tries to make a joke of it. Like that really did. Like I was like, oh, that explains everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like the second that anything pertinent comes up, he really does just close down and shut down. And that is not a man. I'm sorry. That is you are still a little boy. You need to deal with that. Like for real.
Maybe this will make the cut now.
Oh God.
But no, seriously, if you're a child and get over yourself.
Yeah.
Just stop. You have two children. Why are you acting younger than them?
Yeah. This is for the 90 Days fans. This is a Yara and Jovi situation. Like, you have kids. You have to change your life. He was like, I never realized it'd be so hard. What did you think it was going to be?
Also, I don't understand. Help. I don't understand that.
That's
either.
Another thing. Yeah, exactly. Maybe Erica just doesn't want help. Maybe she raised her first son.
Yes.
So she probably doesn't think she needs help. And then also, some people think if you ask for help, then it's a sign of weakness,
It's but not everyone.
Not with celebrities.
Please.
Yeah. It really truly isn't. Everybody needs help. And
literally. Everyone should do therapy.
Yeah. But that's it. That's it on
yep.
it.
Yep.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And then I'd be like, let's go into newcomers. We have two of them.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe let's do Renny Rucci because she's.
Yes, we are on the same page here.
I love it. So, you know, we're introduced to Renny Rucci. She's beautiful. You know, she has a new song called The Talk. It sounds pretty good, actually. It's the one they played on the show. Okay. And, you know, she always feels like she's been working hard. She's been working hard. And now TikTok made her viral, Mari. How do you feel about her?
You know, well, I like, so Renny, the person, like the one that we met on the screen and all of that, I like her. I dig her vibes. I like this episode for her. But like, you, yeah, again, I'm old. So whenever I hear somebody blew up on TikTok, I'm just like, it's hard for me to take them seriously as an artist. But then I also have to realize like times are completely different. You know what I'm saying? Like mixtapes are not tapes anymore. You know what I'm saying? People don't grind, selling stuff on the street before they can get a record label. Like she said, she got a deal without having any original music.
Which is bizarre. What does that mean?
I don't know. And that's why I'm so confused. Like she's saying she was jacking beats off of TikTok and stuff like that. She was saying stuff like she sets the tone for things that are out here now. And I'm like, huh? Like it's
we haven't
really
even
hard
heard of you, bro.
Exactly. But then, you know, I looked her up and apparently she does have like albums that she's been out for a few years now. You know, she isn't a total newcomer. So I keep trying to like just check myself. Like I'm trying to check my age. Like, girl, like just because you don't know her doesn't mean she's not, you know, popping. So
exactly.
You know, I am very humble. I know I know little to nothing about.
See, very cool. Like I said, we old and it's okay. We love it. So, you know, she's talking about how, you know, she's working really hard for her kids. She's always trying to bring in money for them because they now have a certain amount, certain type of lifestyle that she wants to keep, you know, keep going for her children. And then we kind of go to her hometown, Hopkins, South Carolina, where we meet her kids. We meet her mom, which her mom's amazing. Her mom is also a single mom, I believe is what they told us. And she's helping her kids, like Renny Rucci's kids, have a stable life. And and then it cuts to her playing softball. Like, what did you think about all this?
I loved it. Like, this is, you know, my aunt, my favorite aunt, it plays softball. So like, or she did, she's a little older now. But like, this is all of this. These two episodes were about family.
Yes.
And in particular, Black families. So as a Black woman, as myself, I saw a lot of my experience in these different storylines. So and when I watch stuff like this, I do like to connect to it, you know, just like when I'm watching 90 Day, you know, I love laughing at the drama and the mess, but I also like seeing these storylines, seeing stuff myself in these people and vice versa. So I love this little dynamic. Her kids get to go to school and stay in Hopkins while the school year's in. And then I guess when they aren't in the school year, they come and stay with her in Atlanta, or they travel with her. So, I mean, and they're old. They seem old enough. We didn't get any of their ages or anything
old enough to, you know, be talking about their dad and blocking him, because that's kind of the next piece where first we learn from Renny Rucci that she has a man. His name is Fujiano. And, you know, we're like, okay, he's cool. You know, he's also a rapper. We're learning that, oh, she likes him, or, you know, she's like happy with him because they have a lot in common. La, la, la. Mm-hmm. It's great. And then, Mari, we found out he's been arrested and will be in jail for 5 years.
Yeah. And did you look this up? Girl, I was like, okay, when
tell us, please. Yes.
When you first hear somebody say like, oh, you know, my man's locked up, that's, you know, that's kind of commonplace. I bet I've had friends who dated guys who've been in jail, and, you know, the 5 years, I was like, whoa, okay. Okay. Well, maybe he'll get out. You know,
oh God.
But then I looked up his crimes and I was like, Are you sure he just got 5 years?
Oh my God. No, so it looked like, right? Because he was on probation.
Yeah.
And our friend cut his ankle monitor.
Girl, burned that sucker clean off.
Oh.
Went on the run for 3 months. They had to track him down. This is not funny. Federal agents had to like track him down. And he got sentenced. He was sentenced to 5 years, but the 5 years, like it, the original case was burglary back in 2015.
Yes.
Armed robbery.
Yeah.
Burglary. He got out on probation and then did that. And then, so the next thing was like possessing a firearm while having a felony. And I think that's what he got the charge on. It didn't look like he got charged for evading, which I don't understand how he could charge for evading.
That's what I'm saying. This is the first time I've heard where like a person of color like has gotten an easy break. Because my God, like we know probation is like the system is stupid and messed up, but like not you cutting off your ankle monitor and then do you know how he got taken by the U.S. Marshals again?
No.
So he was, as a fugitive, attended a funeral for the brother of his friend, fellow rapper Pooh Shiesty.
Stop it. Pooh Shiesty coming into these SoundCloud rappers.
Yes, not calling up SoundCloud.
I mean, okay.
Oh my God. No, but that's so cute. Yeah. So these marshals and the marshals were at the funeral and they could have arrested him there, but apparently, out of respect, waited until the funeral was over to arrest this man.
This is like some Godfather type stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Once you read all of that, you're like, oh, he only got 5 years?
Yes. And apparently, like, yeah, he said he wanted to attend the birth of his son. I think that's why they, like, he, like, cut it. Yeah.
But a son that you had on Rini Rucci? Because
he has 6 children.
But that's what I'm saying. I said on Rini Rucci.
Right. Because, oh.
Yeah. Think of that.
Shoot,
think about that. Wow. Think about that timeline.
Oh my God. Not me finding out on this show, like right now. Yes.
Because all that happened like in the last 3 months, like March.
Oh, you so shady, Fujiano.
March was when he got rearrested. May was when he got the sentence. So he got that sentence. Remember, we hear the sentence like when she's in a confessional. Because remember, because the confessional is like he gets 5 years. Then when she's talking to his friend, she's like, however long it's going to be. So that them recording her talking about how she's going to hold him down.
Yep.
She didn't know the sentence then. They found out the sentence while they were recording, yo.
Yep. And she is like a ride or die. Like, what are you doing, dude? And I also want to say, like, I don't want to, you know, dog on him too much because according to his lawyer also that, you know, he's used his money to actually help Greensboro, where Thanksgiving he like gave turkeys, coats and toys to needy families. So he's a good person, but maybe he does not make the best choices in life.
He was also investigated for 2 people dying at one of his concerts.
Yes.
I mean, we just got to put the information out there for the people. Him and Gucci Mane, because he signed to Gucci Mane's label, were they're being sued like in civil court for wrongful death because at one of Fujiano's concerts back, I think in 2020, in the middle of 2020, he was him and his entourage, he was performing on stage and somebody in his entourage shot into the crowd, wounding 8 people and killing 2 people.
Idiots. So
yeah, the actual shooter is in jail, like facing charges for the murder. But Fujiano and Gucci Mane are going to civil court for wrongful death. Oh, so it's just like this man. I mean, he made several bad decisions. I guess the only good one was hooking up with Rini Rucci and being a pseudo father to these kids, I guess.
Yes, because that's what we hear, right? Where Rini Rucci is talking about, you know, hey, like talking to her kid now. And I appreciated her, like, not really, you know, talking bad about her kid's dad, just saying, yes. you know, hey, like, has he reached out to you? What's going on? Like, to me, she seems like a really good mom, where I feel yes. like she was calm the way they were talking together. So, you know, she's like, I wish you could come to the shows with me. And it was so beautiful because they actually said, no, we want to go with you. Like, yeah. we'd rather be there. But she's hustling. And listen, like, sometimes you have to do what you have to do to help your children, you know, maintain a better, like, standard of living.
Exactly. I did really like Rennie here. That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. I like her as a person. I did not get a chance to listen to any of her music mm-hmm. yet. But yeah, I think this is the biggest thing for children because, you know, you don't need to be in that typical family structure with two parents and have your kids, and they don't need to necessarily live with you if you have relatives that are, can do better for mm-hmm. them. All of it is about communication. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And again, we'll get to down the road, but you know, mm-hmm. when you're communicating with your kids why you're gone, why you're doing it, that you miss them while they're gone, it's easier of a pill to swallow than just the kids seeing you leave and yep. you come in and out of their life. So it seems like both of her kids understand like what she's doing is for them, that she's grinding for them, that, you know, one day she's going to make it so that they have the ideal life so that they can all just stay yeah. together and stuff like that. So I really did like this, this part here, this clip.
Yeah,
here.
Me too. And you know, that kind of wraps her up. Looks like Fujiano again is a good step dad, step yeah. boyfriend, but like mm-hmm. I still want to say this is a hot mess, and Rennie Ricci, please find someone better.
Oh girl. And then did you hear about like she took a picture with Trey Songz, and
oh
Trey Songz
God.
Posted it on his Instagram, and then Fujiano like found about it in jail and threatened his
oh
life.
Oh my God. First of all, who's gonna fight Trey Songz? Trey Songz is also needs to be canceled low-key about girl, all the stuff that came out about him.
Girl. Mm. They might as well just cancel like everybody I liked in high school at this point.
Right? My God. Can stop being problematic, jerk.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you literally at a Chris Brown like thing on my fan? So I would wake up to his face. Like that's a lot.
When I tell you, Sasha, we went to again, I remember where I was at when I was first introduced to Chris Brown and I saw the making of the Run It video.
Yes, and on MTV.
Yes. And I literally just started crying. And
yes.
I was on the phone with my best friend, so we yep. just all started crying.
Yes.
And my dad's like, why are you crying? Because Chris Brown is so cute. Like that yep. type of, me and Patty went to a auditorium, literally an auditorium at Morgan State to watch him with 50 other people when he had just first came out. Like,
oh, I'm so jealous.
The roots run deep, but when you need to cut these dudes off, you got to cut them off.
Yep. And you know, I trashed everything. And thankfully, Drake had come out right then. So I was like, let me move on. And then finding out he's a Jew of color.
There you
it
go.
It was perfect.
In love. You're in
made
love.
In heaven. In my, you know, buying. Because I also watched Degrassi. So I was like, I know him.
Sasha, we could literally sit on here and talk about Degrassi yes. all day. Because I am on record of being a diehard Degrassi.
Same. Okay. Justice for all of them, but Emma really. And anyway, let's get to like, oh yes. And then, okay, so let's get to this. So basically now I feel like going to go into like messed up family moms.
Yeah. I mean,
moment. Girl. Because I think let's start with Amaretta.
He's separate. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm like looking at my notes. I'm separate. Like, it's like mess, yes. mess, mess.
Yes, I love yeah. mess. Yeah. insert Marie Kondo. But yeah, so Amaretta, right? She's back. She still doesn't have a manager, but it really comes down to she doesn't have a manager because she's been scarred for so long because of her mom. Mm-hmm. Again, we heard that in the first episode. So Khadija, her sister, you know, has brought her other two siblings, like Amaretta, Khadija, and the brother. I don't think we caught his name together, you know, saying like, let's all sit together. Let's like talk through it because you're saying a lot of stuff that we don't feel. Classic gaslighting, Mari.
Well, the Mari. Sister doesn't.
Yeah, sister, sorry. Well, the sister said we, even though that's obviously not
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Amaretta started to drag because she said, no. You were 13. And when stuff got real, you left the house.
Yeah. So I'm really again, my analytical brain. Yes. I'm trying to figure out. So is Amaretta older than the sister?
No, I think younger. I think Amaretta's in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. So, but then it made Amaretta's point. Like, yeah, Khadijah said like it wasn't that bad. And then Amaretta said, you weren't around. And Khadijah was like, I was there when that man came into our lives at 13. And then she's like, yeah. And then you weren't around for the bad stuff, which probably means that Khadijah's butt, again, was running out on the street. That's what Amaretta said. Like, we were out on the street running around because our mom wasn't even checking for us. And like you said, this was gaslighting 101. Like, know, people are saying that that term is overused. Like, this is legit. If you want to see an example, this right here is an example of gaslighting, like, to a T.
And
the sister was straight up saying, like, that's what you experienced. None of us experienced that. And then the brother, well, she said, you should have wrote that diss record about mom. And the brother was like, it wasn't a diss record. It was her. It was her feelings. It was how she
exactly.
Like, they were completely ignoring the brother.
No, they were like, shut up. No one cares. Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Yes, because Amaretta said the brother was the younger.
Yeah,
he was too young to remember any of this. But he was like one of the only people, like, you know, if that's how she feels, that's how she feels. So, I hated this. I hated every single second of this.
Yeah, and then because Khadijah just kept like making excuses where she was talking about, hey, you know, don't be mad at mom, hurt people, maybe she did say some stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, shut up. You know, we all know excuses are like, you know what, and everybody has them. So it's like, stop, don't make excuses, validate your sister's feelings. My God.
Exactly. She said, we just need to move on. Like, we're not moving on. And this is what really got me. Like, Amaretta, I love how Amaretta just states what she really wants. She says, I want mom to admit it and then, you know, to apologize and then we can move on. And then her sister said she's not going to apologize for mediocre shit. And then Amaretta was like, this ruined my life.
Yes.
Mediocre. And I was like, yes, Amaretta, like, don't like stand your ground. Tell your family how you feel, because, to me, like, I do not want to assume anything, but this is not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, what Amaretta is saying is, like, she was really deeply scarred. And I dare to say that it probably fell to the lines of abuse. And because this seems like classic, like, what abuse people will say.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Stockholm syndrome. Well, but I don't want to diagnose.
Yeah, not like that, but I mean, like, Amaretta is trying to tell her family that she was abused and her family is not listening.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it's not Stockholm anyway. Yeah. But no. Oh my God. But no, seriously, it's really hard. And then, you know, it kind of ends there. I do hope that you know, Amaretta does get therapy, because I think there's a moment in life where you need to cut off the toxic people. You don't need this. You know, Khadijah suggests it, but I don't think it was sincere, I will say. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I feel like, I don't know, the way that Amaretta is standing her ground and really saying what she thinks, I wouldn't be surprised if she hasn't had some form of therapy. You know what I'm saying? Or at least, like, it seems like her and her cousin Amina are really close.
Yeah.
So I think this is some stuff that she has really been talking through, and or maybe it's just her music. You know, she's able to put it through her music, and so it's she's able to really feel her side of things. But I like how she is standing up for herself. I think, yeah, once she goes to therapy will probably tell her, like, just leave them people in the dust.
Exactly.
But I don't blame her for trying. I don't blame her.
No, and how can you not, right? That's your mom. That's your family. That's like, that. Of course you're going to try. Every one of us is probably going to try a little bit with people that we love. So unfortunately, that's true. And then, you know, we get another segment, but it's very much the same. I feel like for this time, Amaretta's mom is in it, where, you know, they're trying to smash away the pain.
Yeah, they're in a rec room.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is so much fun. Everyone should try it.
I've always wanted to go to one.
Yes, I'm going to go axe throwing soon, and I cannot wait. Ooh, because
I want to do that too.
Yes. Oh, double date Mari if we were closer.
Oh, we're literally on the opposite
end. Right. We'll do it at the same time, and that'll be our double date.
On, like, FaceTime.
Yes, exactly. You know, so, like, mom, you know, Amaretta's mom asked her, hey, what's going on? And, you know, she says, you know, I have issues with you putting people over me. And putting your love over me, which is such a, like, I don't know about you, but my heart, it like,
it's like, breaking. It went, like,
yeah.
She's literally just saying, like, you put another dude in front of us. You were so worried about him that you weren't caring about your kids. And the mom just cannot admit that. She could not admit it. And this really broke my heart, only because, especially like a lot of Black families coming from the Black community, not having the resources. But like, this is why we, you know, you need therapy. Everybody needs therapy. Like, it is, you are not crazy if you need to go to therapy. Everybody should have a therapist, even when you feel like you're at your happiest. Like, you can always talk something through with somebody. And families like this, because Amaretta's sister and her mom were calling her like weird.
Saying
that was her perception. It never happened. And I'm just like, I know for a fact that it might be the cameras, you know, the mom doesn't want to admit to that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But also she's just taking it too far. She's like telling Amina not to even talk to Amaretta, saying that Amaretta bringing this up is what's driving a wedge between them. Like, girl, like, all she wants you to do is admit you were wrong. Admit
and do that it off camera. Fine. My God. Like just really call your child. Just call her and say, hey, child, that might not have been the reality for me. But you know what? Perception is reality. So if your child perceived abandonment, that is what you need to apologize for, period. It doesn't even matter what your intentions were. Look at the impact. Right. Yes, and like your child is crying out for help and like she just refuses. So, you know, to me, it's like cancel this mom, like, unfortunately, it doesn't even, to me, it actually doesn't matter what happened. Like, did she leave? I'm like, you're so gross in how you're dealing with your child that she doesn't deserve that.
Because Amaretta even said, like, every time we talk about this, I feel like I'm being re-traumatized, which again, to me, is wording that there was a like abuse. And then the mom not being willing to address it again is classic. That's classic behaviors for spouses of people who abuse. So I'm just like, all y'all need to go to therapy, but the mom's clearly not going to. So if the mom really does not want to, you know, even entertain this, then honestly, like she said in the other episode, like, dang, I just got told I'm losing a daughter. Yeah. You deserve it, because your daughter doesn't deserve that, like how you're treating her. And I'm just so glad that she held her ground. And she's like, you guys will not convince me that something I know happened didn't happen, because this is exactly what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. They're trying to tell her that never happened, that she's the one who's just making stuff up. And that is her false perception of reality. And that is literally gaslighting.
Yep. And just so everyone knows, you know, if you are dealing with abuse or, you know, domestic violence, even the hotline is 1-800-799-7233. If you want to call and talk to someone, there's also the hotline.org where you can like call them or chat with them or even text with them. So, you know, get the support you need so that we're not perpetuating this this cycle. So, you know, that's where we kind of leave Amaretta. But to me, she's a beautiful soul, and
her face, she is so
beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, it's not just because she's beautiful, she deserves better. It's just more that, like, she's just the package.
Like, her and young baby Tate are the two people who, like, as soon as I saw them, I was like, okay, let me stop and play a video for them on YouTube.
Right.
And I really liked them. I loved when I saw them, like, get together and just chop it up. And a few episodes ago, they are two people that I really hope get something really good out of this. Even though I looked up Amaretta too, and apparently she's, like, really well known in the South as well.
Yeah,
like,
she is
huge. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Mari, you don't know nothing. Like, I don't
Nope. Oh my God.
And I like that. But I also just want to say, like, the baby hairs on this show, they are outrageous. Not just on Red and Tate, but I mean Sierra. Like, what is this? What is this new kick here with the I'm gonna stop because I'm like old man yelling at the clouds. I like get off porch. My lawn because I'm just like these baby hairs. I just there's not
I like the
long.
Look a lot. I will say I'm into it. I maybe because it looks fake that I under like it does look fake, but
yes,
because like my hair, even if I put any product in them, they will never look like that. Mm-hmm. So and I've always wanted it because I think it looks really nice. And I've seen a lot of like Latinx like people also do the hair like that. So you know, it's just something I've wanted.
It is in. No, it is completely in. It's in. This is the era of like the IG lace front.
Oh yeah,
era. I just don't get it. I am completely natural. I've been natural for like 12 years. You know what I'm saying? So I only worn a wig a few times in my life. So I again,
listen, Mari, not all of us are naturally beautiful like you. Okay.
Oh, you mean naturally beautiful like you?
Okay.
Aggressive compliments.
Always. Okay. That's what this podcast is, in case y'all didn't know. But yeah. And then, you know, let's get to Sierra because another hot mess Express family here. So she is, you know, talking about, I have glowed up now that I have left BK. But BK was trash. So thank God.
Can you please explain Sierra Gates to me? Because I know absolutely nothing about her. Like,
yes, because she's one of the new... Like the,
right. It's not like she's like... She's not like Amaretta or Young Baby Tate or Rennie, because who are new, but she's new to me, but old to the series.
Yeah. And one of the I mean, old as in I think she's only been on since like 2019. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. So technically three. Yeah, three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she is the main cast member. And so her big thing when she came on was that she's a beauty entrepreneur. She owns this place called the Glam Shop. And you know, she has two children with this man, Scooter. Like, that's really what all we got from her. Okay. Scooter, again, another person. Like, it didn't matter. Scooter is just another person that was cheating on her with his assistant. So, Jeez. Yes. And, you know, so she's always kind of been there as like the entrepreneur, like showing a different kind of hustler, basically. I think that's kind of the role she has. And her, she's Carly Red in that, like, she's also had wild men issues. And she's had like Wild Men one, and then secondly, like, you know, like a little bit of drama central. Where drama sometimes might come to her, sometimes she might go to it.
And the BK dude that was there at the beginning of the season, he's some sort of rapper or hip hop?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out where the hip hop comes in on her side.
I don't believe so. Yeah, like he joined the cast because all of a sudden, only because she liked him. So that's why people think that he is a clout chaser, because you didn't really know about him until he came on. And again, I'm so sorry if y'all know about him, but I don't. And so, yeah, so she basically in season 7 was dating, married to Scooter, who cheated on her. And that like all thing played out on season 7. And then season 8 is when I think BK came into her life and she was separated, something like that, or season 7. Whatever. I'm getting my seasons mixed up, but either way, one season was with Scooter, next season was with BK. And then with BK, she actually had a whole tribunal sit down where there were many other women that were like, he's cheating on you with me and me and me. And she was like, oh, maybe I don't believe you. And then they were kind of like a on and off again situation. So that's like her. That's Sierra. Yeah. So with speaking of boss babes, right? But she like opened a Money Monsters Academy.
Yeah.
An online course where you can learn how to start a business from beginning to end. Listen, I'm not here to, you know, dog on beautiful women of color owning businesses, but like sounds a little shady. I will say.
Money Monster Academy. I feel like we could have came up with a better name here just because it sounds like Scammers Academy.
Thank
but
you.
She said that she's helped like 7,000 girls start a business, yes, including applying for business license and trademarks. To me, I my first thought process was like, okay, so she helped girls sell eyelashes or like, you know, tummy tea.
Very much that. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like she's selling ebooks for $39.99.
Yeah. It seems very like Instagram business. You know what I'm saying? Like not a business, but an Instagram business.
Yeah. So it looks like, okay. So it looks like, she is like kind of just posting a lot of like products and money and like, you know, buy this and let's do a list and vendor. So she looks like she's also promoting some of the vendors.
Yeah,
I will say. But technically, I think you could pay her to just get on it. Yeah. It's certified vendors with 65% below retail. So it looks like she has some.
So it's almost like kind of sounds like almost like wholesale moving, like you buy wholesale and then you push it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending, and you can do that with anything like dresses, shoes, stuff like that.
Yeah. It has 70K followers, the Money Monsters Academy. So,
I mean, honestly, it doesn't sound like anything for me, but again, this is the theme of the podcast that
exactly watch.
The kids are getting rich off of social media now. I don't understand it. I know. I wish I understood it. Maybe we would be making more money if we understood it.
Someone tell us how to monetize this, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Because we're clearly doing something wrong. Maybe we need to sign up for Sierra Gates Money Monster Academy.
Seriously, the flat tummy tees, do I got to sell them? I'll be an unethical person. No, I'm just kidding. And then, so this business, it looks like there's a graduate ceremony only for two people. Why?
Girl, I was like, what is this? Like, she went all out on the decorations, all these balloons, all these banners, all these chairs.
Yes.
Two people.
And those chairs are expensive to rent, I will say, because I did them for my wedding.
For your wedding.
They're like more expensive than like normal chairs because they're in right now.
It was like two girls and then it was
her best friend and mom.
Okay, so it wasn't even those girls. So how do we even know? Okay, well.
you guys tell it. Like, again, listeners, please tell us what you think. Because we don't want to drag, but like, listen.
Yes. And then she's like, mm-hmm, graduation. And then she's kind of like.
She didn't even say their names.
She's kind of just waving the diploma around. And then she's like, here's to us. Never being poor again. Mm-hmm. We're going to make millions. We're going to be rich. I was like, this wasn't a valedictorian speech I was expecting.
Only
like,
person that's going to be rich is Sierra. Right. That's the problem.
Like, I really hope this isn't some like MLM or like,
that's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. And then we go into like after the graduation ceremony, her mom is there. And, you know, they're talking about like, her twin sisters were one of her sisters was a makeup artist, but she didn't end up paying the booth rent, which is why, you know, Sierra turned her out. And because of that, it looks like her family group chat started to threaten to murder her and set her up.
Her sisters were in the family. I don't think it was a whole family. I just think they were in that family group
chat. In the family group chat, like some people. I think it was just the sisters, but still were. Mari, what would you do if like your family's doing this to you?
First of all, I'm not in a family group chat. Like,
for these reasons, think, no, I'm just kidding.
It made me think, like, should I be in a family group chat? Like,
oh my God.
I guess I'm with, like, I'm in a group chat with my mom and my aunt, and that's about like it. But like, yeah, that was weird. You couldn't have taken that off the family group chat. You couldn't have like messaged me separately and say, I'm going to kill you. Like, what is this?
No, it's like, tell her I want her to know it was me moment.
Right. And seems like a gross overreaction. I have to see how old she said her sisters are 10 years younger than her.
Yes,
she
goes, 10 years.
Yeah. She, okay. So she's my age. Mm-hmm. So, so she's 32 and so that means her sisters are 22.
Yes.
And
so they're young. They're stupid. Yeah.
They look young and stupid, but you know, not to put too much out there, but I have younger sisters too. Like my, one of my younger sisters, same thing. She's 21. She's about to graduate from college. My other younger sister is going into high school. You know what I'm saying? So like, we are close for people who've never, like the same thing. Like Sierra said, we never grew up in the same house together, because not only are we separated from age, but like that is my dad's second family. You know, my stepmom and my dad and my parents divorced very amicably while I was young. So, but we are like so close when we're together, and you know, I do wish we could be closer, but we just don't physically live together, and we're so far apart. But I could not imagine talking to my sisters like this. You know what I'm saying? Like when we get like to like how they really start talking, I was like, this is so sad, I just don't know where it went wrong. Their mom, their poor mom, like their Sierra was talking to their mom after the graduation, and the mom was like, I don't know why they're doing this, and she wants them to make amends. Their poor mom just looks so stressed out.
She's like, I hate these people. Let's end it at this point, just because she's starting to scream at them too, actually, because they all come over eventually. Because again, Sierra has a chip on her shoulder where no one told her anything.
Right.
And she was put out, I guess. Was this the same mom that put her out and now they're besties?
Yeah, that was weird, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So her mom put her out of the house at 15, it looks like, when, you know, Sierra had her, got pregnant, which is so, that just hurts my heart.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so Sierra, you know, invited the sisters over. There was Patron. Not the best idea. Don't know why they did that. But then her friend Jody was like, we need the Patron because these sisters is dangerous. I just like how she said dangerous. Anyway, twins are here, blah, blah, blah. They start to fight and just start screaming about nothing.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like Sierra's like, why? Let's speak on it. You hate me, but you want to be me. And it was so weird. And then the sister was like, it wasn't about the booth rent. I could have paid booth rent somewhere else. And she's like, but you just kicked me out. You knew I was trying to hustle. And then Sierra's like, you was in there not playing booth rent. You were being rude to all my stylists. She's like, you were leaving your makeup everywhere. So you're being rude and you're dirty and then you're not paying. So I kicked you out. And it was like, oh my God, it was like World War III up in there. Like,
crazy. Yeah, this is why you shouldn't be with, like, work with people that you're close to in any way, because it probably will ruin your relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. This was very weird. The poor mom was just sitting there crying. I'm like, how are y'all mad over crab legs? Like, y'all got crab legs in front of you and you're still mad? This beef runs deep.
No, they literally didn't even touch them. Like, that. It could have been plastic. It could have been fake, for all we know, for the producers.
She said, I'm inviting my sisters over for crab legs and Patron, and nobody touched the crab legs. Like, what Twilight Zone are we in? That means you really don't like somebody if you can't stop to eat some crab legs. I'm just saying.
God. Take them with you while you're exiting.
Well, did you see that exit?
Yes.
As they're like, as Sierra is telling them to leave, they're like leaving down and they're like yelling stuff back and forth. And the younger sister's like, you an old hoe, you old hoe.
And she's like, I paid for that surgery.
Yes. What? I was like, what is happening?
Oh my God. First of all, why does a 22-year-old need surgery? And why is Sierra paying for it? I almost said Trina. Oh my God. Because this was the same version that happened in Miami. This fight. But oh my God. Sierra's literally like, I paid for your surgery. And then Mari, I feel like one of the best lines on freaking reality TV. She looks at the producers and security and says, if she breaks anything, you are going to pay for it. Ooh. And then you see security just run to the girls to make sure they don't do any of that, which I couldn't stop laughing at, because you could tell that the producers maybe had asked her to set this up. And she was like, this went so left and I will, like, you guys will be paying any damage that happens to my house because of these two. Oh my
God. That was some craziness. Like, I can never imagine being just that, like, fighting your family that hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just absurd to me. It's absurd.
And what's most absurd is that she was just in the jewelry store buying her sister a Rolex. And how did we go from that to this? That's what I don't understand.
Because that's what she said. She's like, give me the Rolex.
Yeah, she's like, give me the Rolex. Give me the Rolex back. What the F? Oh, my God. Anyway, the hot mess express, I will say. And that wraps up Sierra. I'm excited because we're still, I think we're going to get more drama next week, more fighting.
I can't remember.
I think BK, right? It's about BK or something. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Overall, so I really like Sierra. I like her storyline. I like that she is like the boss. Like,
yes,
she does seem, I mean, you know, scamiversary aside, adversity aside, I don't think nobody will ever have the biggest university scam other than me, so I really think she has I looked up the glam shop, like people, like that is like legit.
She is legit.
She scraped her way from the bottom. She was kicked out at 15. She had to hustle and grind to provide for her daughter. And now she's owning the glam shop. She's helping other people get to where she is. And I actually like that. I love that about Sierra. I'm very interested. Are we going to see this man that she's apparently
Eric or whatever his name is? I don't even know his name.
That she allegedly started dating
so
2 months after BK.
Depends. I will say like some, he's on her Instagram. So then I'm assuming, because her Instagram caption literally says high school dropout teen mom to millionaire. This man is maybe not the most attractive, but like very tall. and so I could see him coming on because if they're sharing him on social media, then like I'm sure he'll come on.
Also, I think if I remember, I read up about him. He's like an entrepreneur in himself.
Yes. Yeah. He's CEO. He's CEO of some academy. Look at this.
Oh, Jesus.
Another online academy. So I wonder where she got that.
It's serial entrepreneur.
PTG.
He's an auto broker, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so he, okay.
So he must be doing PT. Yeah. And then teaching.
And then he teaches people how to do it.
There you go. Same. So he must have taught her how to do this, which is cool. Yeah. I think she needs to finally be with the man that elevates her. And like, it seems like he's like really showing her a different avenue of, you know, being a boss.
Yeah, his Instagram is full of cars and her. So, I mean.
Yep. So that's love.
And celebrities, kind of. So good for him.
Yeah. So he doesn't seem like a super clout chaser just compared. He has his own clout. Maybe else.
It looks like he had. This is pretty cool. So like auto brokers, for people who don't know, they like find cars for people sometimes. Like they do a lot. Like they find cars for people. They provide cars for stuff. So it looks like he's found like a Mercedes Maybach for 50 cents. I know, right? He's found cars for movies. It looks like he's found cars.
Yeah, it seems like movies. He does high end stuff.
Yeah, very high end. So good for him. Good for both of them. I want to hear more about this.
He dresses really well, I will say. Yeah. Like I really like his style. Tall men in suits. Yes.
So good for that. I would love to see more of the both of them.
Yeah. So I think we will get more of Sierra. I just didn't know if it was an Erica Dixon baby mom, Scrappy's baby mama situation where things went so left for her with relationships that she has twins with someone and we have not seen him at all. And you know, she's also now unfortunately become like a guest character. Like we don't see her either. But whatever. Like hope to see him. Maybe he'll go to Dubai with them.
Right. I think seems like they're gonna bring out like the whole cast for Dubai.
Yeah. I mean, I hope because my God, where is Scrappy and Mama D?
I know you've been asking for them for like forever. Oh,
every podcast I'm asking, but I think I'm gonna need to ask Puya. I'm saying it on the podcast so people will remember it for the Dubai episodes.
There you go.
Oh, we gotta get them on. And then let's get to our last two. I feel like these are our couple drama with mixed in with motherhood. So, you know, Yandy and Mendices. I feel like let's go there and then we'll end on a fun note.
Yes.
So Yandy and Mendices, you know, Infinity is with them. Yandy's adopted child.
And,
you know, Infinity's doing the photo shoot with the skincare. And Yandy was also tweeting about the skincare on Monday. So I'm assuming it's, she was like, hey, clout, let's move. You know, and Infinity has said, you know, she wants to stay there forever. Like she's, you know, wanting to make amends. And Yandy is like, whoa, 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 baby steps. Because a year ago, we were arguing at a photo shoot. And then Mendici says, what's the damn plan? Because there's so much distrust. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. I feel like there's a whole lot of like things that we've already heard. So I don't want to go into it that much. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say Mendici says that let's get her an apartment. We'll pay for 2 months rent and then she'll get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's 19.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm very confused about some of this stuff. So,
yes.
So Yandy adopted her when Mendici's was in prison, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah. All right. Cool. Smooth.
Yeah.
Is she in school? If she's in school, why are we
talking about? So she was, right? And then it seems like she's not anymore because just the way that like they're acting anymore. Or it could be that it's COVID and then it's online school.
Online school. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But school is her job.
Right. Exactly. That's what my mom used to say. So
that's what my mom says too. Yeah.
Didn't get a job until after I graduated. So
very much. It's just really sad.
Sad. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Because Mendici's, he is playing it like he likes her, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he does not.
Like he, I'm sorry. There's no way.
Yeah, which I don't know why. Like, why is he so adamant about her not being around?
Like, no, I just don't think he likes her.
Okay, because your wife did adopt a girl. You know what I'm saying? So and you know, if you didn't like it or you didn't want it to, she did it. You know, and so.
Yep. And I think the issue is that Mendici's was never on board. He actually had said no. Mm-hmm. And you know, she still went and adopted. So you know, like it's really unfortunate because to me, like it's so obvious that there are abandonment issues. And then you know, Infinity, I think, even said like she's fighting abandonment issues.
Yeah.
And then they were on a boat for Carly Red and Lamar's whatever boat. We'll talk about the boat party a little bit, but
I
pulled this piece out of it because I think it goes here where she asks Sierra after the photo shoot, they're at a boat party. So at the boat party, she says, you know, Infinity needs to be following the rules or she's going to be out. Okay, maybe fine. But then she says, is it bad that I don't want her because she's disturbing the peace of my house?
Mm-hmm. And Sierra was like, yes. and it's so true. Like you adopted.
Teenager.
Do we know if this was like a true, true adoption or was this like.
So
like,
I remember when Yandy like actually had to go to court and stuff. So I think was eventually. Because I think at first it started as like a foster situation. So I think she's still maybe her foster mother. And I don't know that she's maybe officially adopted her.
Okay. Well, either way, it was like legit in the system. It wasn't like, oh, here's my daughter. Just watch her for a little bit.
Yeah. I think Infinity basically had like come out and like lived with Yandy and then said, can you like adopt me? I don't want to stay there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So exactly. Like you made this commitment to this kid and a lot of foster kids have that abandonment issues. I mean, that is,
of course,
you know, I'm pretty sure a huge portion of them do. So all of a sudden you want to just stop like and this is my issue, too, because like Sierra says, like, yeah, that's kind of messed up. They are framing like, oh, we'll find you a place. Well, like they're framing it as like something good, but. And it might be good to any regular 19-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that deal. I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet. But when you have one who has those type of issues, who's told you up front they have those type of issues, I don't blame her for making it seem, for her taking it as she being abandoned. So yeah, like, I'll let you continue, and so we can get to the
But that's basically it, right? So, and then we also have a moment. I will say, let maybe pause on Infinity for a quick second, but Couples Retreat, which was again. Just so people know, there was some like production issues with Love and Hip Hop. That's why it took so long for it to come back. But while that was happening, VH1 like did kind of offshoot shows. So Couples Retreat was one of them where, you know, and then looks like during that, Mendeecees actually said, I wouldn't have rocked with you if you went to jail. And I ended up, which is like, what the heck, sir?
Are we surprised? Men.
Why? Right? And then I know, sorry about it. And then Jock, you know, Jock, even like, we had a confessional from Young Jock saying that would have been my funeral if I said any of these things.
He said I would have been with Love and Lake.
Yeah,
which again we shall talk about.
And then they went home, and Mendeecees believe they're all good, but Yandy says he's selfish. And Spice says, stupid. She says, say more. So stupid. 6 times. We got to say
it. I love Spice. Oh my God.
Why aren't we getting more Spice anyway? And you know, that's also another like moment in their like in their relationship where it seems like it might boil over. And then I feel like we should get to the Infinity talk.
Yeah, we got to.
Ooh, what are your thoughts, Mari? I feel like lead us through this.
So first off, Yandy says, okay, with the both of us, we're going to have this talk, right? And Mendeecees is like, yeah, I'm going to back you up. We're going to have this talk. So they go and they sit down. They have the talk with Infinity. Yandy starts out by saying, like, you know, we're glad to have you here. We're doing baby steps. But I'm just telling you, like, it's going to take a while for somebody who's just so disloyal to me, for me to get back into my peace, for me to trust you again. Which I'm like, oh, okay. They're like, you could have worded that better, but whatever. And then so that's when Mendeecees kind of steps in. And well, they say you can't live with us indefinitely. And then Mendeecees starts saying, okay, we're going to set you up with an apartment. We're going to pay for your first 2 months of rent. We're going to show you, you know, get a job. We're going to show you how to live independently. You'll be near us. And while we work on the relationship, you'll be independent. And this is one Infinity, which again, I really appreciate. I really appreciate when people tell people what they want, you know what I'm saying? Like vocalizing and communicating what they're here for, especially when it comes to your mental health and stuff like that. Like, this is what we need. And Infinity is like, I don't want that. She's like, I don't want to be independent. She's like, I didn't come here to be independent. I she says, I have savings. If I wanted to do that, I could do that. She said, I wanted I just wanted to be with my family again. I really need to be with my family. And it was just so sad. And she was breaking down and tearing up and crying. And she's like, I can't be alone. Like, if I'm alone, like, I feel you're making me feel like my abandonment issues are tearing up. And Yandy is just like in tears as well. And then Mendeecees says, well, I'm going to let you guys talk this out.
Oh,
and walks away.
My like, so God.
Stupid. And then we get a confessional from the producer saying, oh, do you think this is Yandy's voice? And he's like, I sure do. And
what is wrong with this man? He has is it a sickness? Do you have a mental health issue? Like, what is going on? Something is not right in your brain.
I'm telling you. And then we cut to a confessional of Yandy being like, how can he, Mendeecees just up and left me. And we go back to Yandy sitting there talking to Infinity. And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then, you know, the episode ends. But to me, there's one thing. You tell her she can stay. Because honestly, Mendeecees, if you're going to be like, this is my child and I can do whatever I want my child, because, you know, you're kind of being hands off, then what you want should not matter. Because you can tell that Yandy wants to be there for Infinity. She doesn't want to inflame her.
I don't even think Yandy wants Infinity out of the house.
That's what I'm saying.
The problem is she's been away from Mendeecees for so long that I think she's almost like stressed out.
Yeah, she doesn't want him to.
Which is really sad. And I, like I said, this is just a really unfortunate situation. I feel like Infinity deserves better because you have all this space. You're pretty well-to-do people. Like, you're not poor. And not that, sorry, not that poor families would ever do this. Sorry. I just right. want to say, like, they have the means they to take means, care yeah. of Infinity. And it's not, it's fine if you want her to get a job. Make her get a job, but why does she need to leave your house? That's bizarre mm-hmm. behavior. And Mari, what killed me, and I almost was like, I don't want a podcast about this dumb these two anymore, and I'm gonna boycott them, is the producer talking to Infinity
mm-hmm.
and oh my God, the producer asks, and you know, tries to they're behind closed doors, so you can't see their faces, but their mics are on. So the producer asks Infinity, hey, like, you know, what's going on? Like, they're really trying to help you. They, you know, they said that we, you know, they're trying to help you, right? Like, think about it. They're trying to pay your rent. And she said, no, because they're asking me to be a grown-up, and I'm tired of it. I have been a grown-up my entire life, yeah. and I just need a break. Which, oh, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, it really was.
And how can Mendeecees and Yandy not see this?
Yeah, I mean, especially since she's literally telling them.
I think
Yandy sees it. I just think she's just trying not to upset Mendeecees, like we said. And I really hope she just says, F it. Like, this is a child I committed to.
Yes.
House to pick it up. She can stay on one side. We'll stay on the other side. And just, I mean, because... it feels like she really did come back. She apologized. They hammered it out. Mendeecees keeps saying this tell-all book. She won't write no tell-all book.
Good Lord.
Right, exactly. And this is what 19-year-olds do. You know what I'm saying? When they see something on social media they don't like, they then run to social media and just say stuff. And you know, I mean, it's not an excuse for some of the stuff she said, but also she didn't steal from you. She didn't do anything crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this punishment does not fit the crime.
Yeah. And apparently she also, right, tried to, I think, get the kids taken away. So that's where I think it's the really hard part, but they're not even bringing that up. That's why it's interesting. Sorry. Infinity did not, the man Infinity was dating. Textbook that a child, Infinity is a child, a 19-year child, had to grow up, right? She's dealing with abandonment issues. An older man preyed on her. And probably used her to do all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And how can you not feel for this child? Go to therapy together and work through it instead of just keeping her at arm's length. I just find it really gross.
Exactly. And DC just think like, oh, because I told her she shouldn't have done it, then like it's just so, it's very annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah. And then Mendeecees, I will say, just to wrap this piece up, basically Mendeecees did post somewhere. I just have the screenshot saying, y'all don't have the whole story out of respect for Infinity. So have a wonderful day, because people have been dragging them.
They should.
On social media.
They
100% should. And then Yandy also responded, after someone saying Kimbella, who is Ja Rule's, I think I talked about this last podcast. Kimbella is Ja Rule's, you know, baby mama, wife, person, you know. And so she'd already called it for clout. And then Yandy said, you're crazy. You don't bring a whole person for clout, blah, blah, blah. That's just not true. According to Yandy, she said, you have no idea about anything. I helped create this. You don't bring a whole person on your family with your toddler children. Love them, feed them, clothe them, cry with them so much more. And I won't I won't share for a game. You have no idea about anything. A show that I helped create. And then she said the season specifically, I was surprised when she wanted to have this conversations with the camera. So it looks like Infinity asked for the cameras. I most certainly would have preferred it in private because of the sensitivity of it all. Again, you have no idea about everything, but I know she reads y'all's dumbass comments. So I have to put this one to bed. Here's the thing. If Infinity is using this for clout and asked for cameras, maybe that's her backup. because these two are literally being like, you need to get out.
Right. And for people who are like, oh, she shouldn't run to social media. Y'all sure ran to social media there. Like, trying to be like, oh, there's more you don't know. Like, get out of here. I don't know. We'll see how this goes, but I don't like any of this.
Yeah, we just, you know, we pray. Like, I really hope for Infinity. Like, it's unfortunate because I think it's not like she can get another family necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, she's
not.
It's 19.
Not a housing situation. It's not a money situation.
Yep.
She wants to be around people who love her. And that should be like bare minimum. And that shouldn't be hard to give.
And these are the, unfortunately, the type of girls, right, that are more susceptible to falling into like bad relationships and harmful relationships.
Exactly.
So that's another reason why I'm scared for her, because like she already was in one. And I can see how a man that's like, I will take care of you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then like, you know, might take advantage of this poor child again. So just like let her be in the house and like create very specific guidelines. Maybe, you know, her phone needs to be checked, right? Like figure something out, but like give this child some agency over herself.
It's so sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching. Definitely.
Yes. And then I'd be like, let's end on a fun note. We have our last couple.
Please.
Oh my God. So Lamar Odom, in case anyone didn't know who he was, I'm just kidding. Odom is hosting Carly's birthday party on a boat.
Is he?
Mari, are you on Team Spice? Where
I'm always on Team Spice, first and
very
foremost.
Much that.
That's Spice is somebody who's like, I have no clue what she's done on Love and Hip Hop, but I know Spice. I love her music.
Exactly. Like, Spice is a big deal.
Queen of Dance Hall. Yes. So to me, I was like, oh, they got the big names on this. So
yes.
Spice said she thinks that Carly threw the party for herself and just said it was Lamar. And I was like, where's the lie?
Oh God. And that's supposed to be her friend. First of all, this amount of time Spice was like, that's my friend. I was like, don't do that. Carly's friends are just shady, unfortunately. She has shady, no ride or dies.
Maybe I just love Spice, but Spice felt like the shade was coming from like a lovely place.
No, I do think like so. Playing. Like Spice does ride for Carly. Like, yes, but it's just so funny. And anyway, so yeah, so we're on the boat. I want to talk a little bit about the guest list. So her daughter Jasmine is there, which like talking about her twin. Or like, my God.
Yeah. I like when I first wrote, I was like, okay, best friend, twin. I don't know who this person is. And then like later on, they said her daughter. I was like, her daughter? Like, okay, keep going, Sasha. Please, because
Carly Red said copy paste.
Yes.
And that, yeah. So Jasmine is there. And, you know, thankfully we get like a closure because of at the family reunion, which was another show they did. Jasmine, you know, what? Just like Infinity, where Jasmine had that moment of like, I am so hurt. Like, I want my mom and I want to have a relationship with her. But she, you know, she's always kind of picked her career or meant whatever over me, basically. And then, you know, they show up, whatever. The party's popping. Young Jock and Kendra are there. Mari, do you remember Carly and Young Jock?
So, yeah, I remember Carly and Young Jock. It was the craziest thing I remember, like the two of them together, but I didn't know that he had
a fiance.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Who's a lawyer? Like, she is amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to know more about her. Honestly. Yeah,
so, no, exactly. So, one, I was like, that's interesting that they decided to come, but maybe Jock and Kendra just needing like screen time. And then, you know, they're on Lake. Oh, my God. I forget the name already.
They're on Lake Lanier.
Lanier. Thank you. Oh, my God. So if anyone knows about this lake, apparently this is a haunted lake where people.
Girl, there's no apparently. Die. This is like one of the most haunted lakes like in the U.S.
Yeah, I've never heard of this place. And I love this kind of stuff. So I'm very sad that I did not hear about this.
Oh my gosh. So sorry, let me step in here. So
yes.
Lake Lanier is a man-made lake in Georgia that was made basically they ran a a prosperous black town. They ran people out of the black town. The people who refused to move, they then like destroyed like a dam or something and flooded the town and made the lake on top of the town. So like the town is like buried under it. And it's like, it was like a black and brown town. So like, the legend is like the ghosts of people or all the people who stood there whose land was taken, they just, you know, they haunt that lake and thousands of people like have died in that lake. It's like, okay, maybe hundreds, but look up Lake Lanier, y'all.
Yeah, there's I'm looking up now. Oh my God.
There's been a whole like My Favorite Murder episode about it. It's a very famous lake where like a lot of people die. And then even on Twitter and TikTok just the other day, there's a clip of people partying on Lake Lanier and then the boat started like sinking.
Oh my God.
Legit. Lake Lanier, I don't understand.
Look at this. Apparently, oh my God, Ozark films there. The Netflix show Ozark. Yeah, this is fascinating. I'm like it reading about it.
Read up. Yeah, if you're curious, read up on Lake Lanier. If you're like a true crime type of fan or like you like ghost stories and stuff like that, It has it all. Like people, there's like murderers who dump bodies there. There are people who've killed their wives or their husbands.
Oh my God.
They're like it's boating accidents. It's just so people just find it so haunted.
Oh, it's called Lady of the Lake. Yeah, that's like the haunted. Also, of course, right? This is built on the backs of black people and brown people. Why am I surprised? Ugh. Mm-hmm. Yes. So they are on Lake Lanier. So maybe Lamar Odom did throw the party because like, this is a very Lamar thing. but anyways, and then we cut to like, everyone kind of giving their opinions now about Lamar and Carly.
So hilarious.
Mendices. What the hell? This man said, I mean, they're obviously not the same height.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Okay.
And you know, the producers were shady because he probably said something else, but that's the clip we get.
I feel like he was like insinuating something about their sexual activity.
Yes, 100%. Because Young Jock. Yes. Like cements it because he says he don't know what's going on with them, but him and Carly used to have some nights together, baby. So you can only imagine what's going on with these two.
So weird. So weird. Did not need to. They cut to Jock. Mm-hmm. They cut to Jock a few times too, talking about him and what Carly used to be doing. I'm like,
no, oh my God. Yes. So again, I was like, you're a whole engaged man. Like, don't do this. And then, so then we kind of get to now Lamar is driving the damn boat. And it looks like the boat is about to flip floppity flop. Oh my God. And then Young Jock literally says he'd rather have Meg Thee Stallion on cognac.
Yeah.
Drive the boat. But honestly, here's maybe my question. Who would you rather have driving your boat? Like Meg Thee Stallion on cognac or Lamar Odom?
I mean, Megan Thee Stallion is the answer, the moment, the everything for any question. I don't care what the question is. So, of course, I'm going to go with Megan Thee Stallion on cognac because she's probably driven plenty of boats while on cognac.
And she probably has strong knees. She'll do some fun moments for us. We don't know.
Right.
And then Carly walks over and apparently the boat magically levels out, Carly.
Yes.
So, oh my God. So Carly's all like, let's do this. The boat is leveled out. And Jock says they're soulmates. Because as soon as he went over, the boat's fine. They should be together. Shut up, young Jock. Comes off very jealous to me.
It's so weird. Mm-hmm. They cut to him way too many times about his ex's relationship. Give me more Kendra.
Yes, because then we get Jasmine and Lamar. So this was like a cute little moment where she just keeps calling him tall. I feel like we get nothing else from her.
Everybody keeps, they all just keep calling him tall. I'm like, okay, is there anything else, y'all?
There like rich people that like, they're rich, they're famous. They've been around basketball players before, no?
I guess, but they all keep acting like
they haven't. My God.
Yeah.
Act like you know someone. And then, you know, so Jasmine literally says, what are your intentions with my mom? And, you know, he says, oh, we're being very conservative, which Jasmine likes. Mm-hmm. Again, Carly is known for relationship hopping, just like her friend Sierra, where, you know, she was with some man last year that literally told her when to eat, when to drink, when to everything.
The Mo. Yeah. They
Arkansas cut to Mo.
Yeah. And then Jasmine was like, Lamar seems good, but you just never know. I thought the last guy was good. Yep. And I'm just like, ooh, that sucks. I'm glad she's out of it, you know? But you know, this is cute. Lamar Odom, like Lamar, just he seems like a nice teddy bear. Like he's a step slower than he used to be. I don't know. Whoa. Like, you know,
yeah.
But it's cute for a, you know, if they are a made up couple for a storyline, at least don't have kids together if you hate each other.
Please.
like some people, you know.
So, yeah, that's why I'm not mad.
Exactly.
Because like Lamar Odom, what the hell?
Just so random.
Yes.
And I did like when he said people, they heal together. They're like, both out of tough situations and it feels like they're healing together. So I liked it.
Exactly. And then the last segment, another mom and daughter segment where we finally get Carly's background. I just want to know again, Mari, how do you work out? Do you eat Cheetos when you work out?
I barely work out. And when I do, I do not eat Cheetos.
I do not work out ever. Right. I'm useless.
Right.
God. And so, yeah. So we get Carly eating Cheetos while she runs with, again, Jasmine. But Jasmine's about to graduate and we finally hear about Carly's like very hard life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait, have I not known this? I'm like,
no, I don't think we ever knew this.
It's only been like 10 years.
Yes.
We're just finally finding this out.
Oh my God. Yeah. So basically, just so we know, you know, Carly and her baby's father or Jasmine's dad used to be married. They were actually living in LA and then they had a baby. His past, unfortunately, caught up to him. Jasmine tells us money laundering. And one day, you know, he called Carly and said, I cannot come back. I will be leaving, and left her alone. And the cops then showed up and tried to take everything, took everything.
Yeah. When you get hit on money laundering, they freeze all your assets and they take all your stuff. So even if he was on the run, they took all her stuff. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And so it looks like Carly's mom, who they call Mommy, did end up, you know, coming in, taking Jasmine to say, like, let me, you know, you like help with Jasmine while you figure this out. So that's kind of how Jasmine ended up there, which was, I think Jasmine needed to hear that. But then this is where she asks Jasmine, you know, like, did he reach out to you? Very much like what Renny Rucci did with her kids, where did he reach out to you? And Jasmine says, nope. When he got out, he didn't take the time to reach out or talk to me. So I don't give, you know, two F's about this man. And then they talk about how Lamar is helpful. And, you know, she's living her best life. Carly's grown. And they close on a very beautiful moment where she apologizes for not being there for Carly. Jasmine does, you know, because she's 24. She's not like, she's young, but, you know, she can still be there for her mom. And, you know, she's like, I'm sorry for not being there for you, especially during the divorce. So they ended on like a kumbaya good note.
Yeah, it was a good kumbaya note, but it was kind of weird that I was like,
yes,
the daughter apologizing
to mom. Yeah. And Carly, like, I don't remember it, but I don't know that Carly necessarily super apologized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, oof. It was cute. At least we got a few families that ended up on a
thank you. Oh my god. Yes. And with that, anything else, Mari, about this episode? Another long one because I can't help but just love my guests so much.
I know. Again, Mari talks too much. I always come in, I always extend the episodes.
This is what we love this.
Y'all should know this.
Yes.
This is not a surprise here, but this is fun. Really, thank you so much for having me. I thought these episodes, like I said, legit got into the meat and potatoes of the stuff. And I was just like, woo. And that next time on, I'm like, yo, how is everybody going to get divorced on this season?
Like, and everyone's fighting. What the heck? Scrappy is back, thank God.
Scrappy
and he's yelling. I don't know that I've seen since Scrappy got in a fight with Stevie J, which we covered on the rewind. I don't think I've seen Scrappy
that worked up
like that, like loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Looks like they're heading for divorce. I mean,
they're not. They have another child.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's all they do.
Right. But Safari and Erica, legit.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sasha, for getting me back into the season. I will continue to watch.
Can't wait. And we'll have you back because we're in for the long run. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to tell your friends so they can tell their friends and we can be friends. And thank you again, Mari. Seriously, so many blessings are coming your way like this week, I feel.
Thank you.
So you're such a joy to be around. And where can people find you?
So you can find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. You can find me every week on the Wrestling Rehab Up. Me and Matt Scott go over this week and, you know, that week in wrestling. And, you know, you don't have to watch wrestling. You can follow along with us. We talk about each highlight of the week with clips, and then you can just watch the clips along with us, or you can just watch us and listen to us talk about it. We are on YouTube at the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube page. And so you'll see us. We always have tons of amazing guests. We had Sasha on, we've had Chappelle on, we've had Bryce on. So a lot of your RHAP favorites are with us talking wrestling. And it's really fun listen. So just check us out at the Wrestling Rehab Up podcast. And then I will be taking a quick yadis. Like Sasha said, I got to get my house in order.
Yay!
You'll hear back from me in a few weeks. But other than that, I'm always going to do the Wrestling Rehab Up. And just follow me on Twitter.
Yes. And thank you so much for making this one of your last podcasts before you go on a hiatus. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. I'm also covering Never Have I Ever with Chappelle and Survivor South Africa over on Silent Podcast, where it's all on YouTube at Silent Podcast and Apple and Spotify this week. So yeah, you can find it everywhere. But like I said, if you're loving hip hop Atlanta, tweet me, DM me all your thoughts. Use the hashtag love and rehab up and tell me everything. Do you want me to cover Love and Hip Hop Miami? Mm-hmm. Please tell me all your thoughts. And with that, thank you so much, everyone. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.